takes.
And you count.
Precious.
Pacific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Even.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I believe that the sprinkler story is false.
Because he didn't recognize the picture?
I believe it. I believe he made it up.
It took me a minute, but I recognized it.
I believe he made it up.
I was busy working. Lisa went to a hotel, probably for some sexual shenanigans.
No, it was for the convention. I was working.
I believe, yep, exactly, as I was saying. Anyway. So she sends a picture of a sprinkler.
I sent it to everybody.
And a hanger
and
sign.
A hanger
we all got it, but you didn't get it.
I didn't get it because I didn't see the sprinkler.
Well, for those of you who are listening, I did post it on the Imaginary Radio Show Facebook page. If you click on everyone, when you open up the page, you'll see my post. There's the picture right there. It is a picture of a sprinkler head with a big circle sticker under it with a hanger. And a red circle, you know, the universal symbol for no, as in no hangers.
Yep.
I believe
and I thought
that
it was
your story is fake.
And I thought it was a Mommy Dearest reference.
Like, I know.
This isn't a Mommy Dearest reference. I don't get it.
And we're all
I
like,
call,
what are you talking about, Bri?
I didn't have the answer.
I call bullcrap.
Nope.
I call bullcrap.
Is your story true?
My story is dead true. I will take a lie detector test. Why would I make up a story like that?
Because the rest of us, as soon as we opened it, was like, oh, because as soon as I saw it, I burst out laughing. As soon as you opened it, I'm sure you were.
I did. I
oh,
laughed also. I'm like, oh, this is so good. It's so good.
That's funny.
You didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Well, he didn't see the sprinkler.
Did you not use your shampoo that morning? Or too many tinglies? I don't know.
No, I did not notice. I didn't know what the sprinkler was. It didn't look like the sprinkler that I broke.
It did look a little bit different. Like, I couldn't tell what it was at first.
Yeah.
But then when I saw, okay, there's the hanger thing, which was immediately recognizable, and then you post, I was like, oh.
I didn't get it. I thought it was Mommy Dearest reference.
Okay. I don't know.
I call bullcrap.
No. Nope. Story happened. Restaurant model.
Can we get verification? You said a police station came down, right?
Yeah, it's probably a police report. Model police report.
Right.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
It's just kind of cute. But, yeah, it involves my job. Yesterday at work, I was walking.
What?
I could see you getting ready to do something.
I'm not going
to
do anything.
I was walking one of the horses, and the kid was riding on the horse. And I'm walking around. Just walking around, and all of a sudden, the pony had to go poop. So, you know, they stop with their tail, they go poop. So I turn around and I explain to the little girl who was like three and a half, oh, pony's just going poopy. We'll just, you know, we'll wait a minute. It'll be done. And we finish the ride. I take her off, and I'm walking her back to her mom. And she turns to me. She goes, I know how to pee and poop. And I was like,
okay,
good for you. And then she goes, I'm wearing underwear today. And I just wanted to say, me too. But I didn't. And it was just the cutest thing. So I bring her back to her mom and I tell the mom what the little girl had said. And she started cracking up. She's like, she just finished potty training like last week. So, you know, she's wearing her big girl panties and stuff. And she knows how to. I just thought it was adorable. I thought it was really cute.
Kids say the damnedest things.
They really do.
They never lie.
I read a story today.
You don't read.
I know. I read small stories. Yes. So I read a small story today. So I read a... We can keep playing this game, Bri.
A small story?
Yeah, we'll see who wins.
Not even a short story?
So I read a short story today. Help.
God, you read a short story.
I read a short story. Okay. And it was about these two older people that unfortunately died in a car accident. And now, like, you know, when you see that as the headline, it's kind of like, oh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a sad story, whatever. Do I even want to read it, whatever? But it said, like, I don't know, 82-year-old, like, couple, whatever, die holding hands.
Problem is, they were married for 73 years, and that meant, it would have meant they got married when they were 9.
Oh, I read this story, actually.
What are you talking about?
No.
They were married for 72 years.
Well, they were married for 72 years. He was 92 and she was 90.
Yeah, but he said like 80.
Oh yeah, she was 92. Yeah, he was 20 when they got married, and he was 18. Go ahead.
Well, no, I don't remember. All right, I don't know the exact details of the story, but that's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. you think that would be the major part of the story, but it wasn't. It wasn't. You know, yes, it's sad they died. It was sad. It was a car accident, whatever. But like, they didn't even go into like the details, whatever. You know, yes, they were holding hands, and you're like, well, you know what? That's a, you know, what a way to go. Have you heard this story?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so they're in the ICU, I guess, whatever, like, and they're holding hands, right? The wife dies, right? But her monitor doesn't go silent.
She stopped breathing.
Yeah, she stops breathing.
Sounds.
But the monitor is still going like boot, 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 because it was her husband's heartbeat going through her hand.
Oh, now I got chills again.
The monitor. Like, yeah. That just floored me. Like, I got, you know, chills through me. Like, holy cow. Like, what, you know, that part of the story was the story for me. Like,
well, it actually gets even better.
Yeah.
Because he passed away exactly 1 hour to the minute.
Yep.
That she did. And then they got buried holding hands.
No.
They
bought a double wide?
Yeah, they got a double wide.
Oh, my goodness.
And they asked them.
So they never, like, undid them?
They're probably stuck from being dead.
You just
destroyed the like, we're all like, oh, you're like, I'm probably stuck for being dead.
You're like a crass
rigor mortis crotch.
Rigor mortis.
No. I read that. They were going to get buried together.
I didn't read that. I guess, I don't know.
They were married for, a million years, and they died holding hands, and they had all this stuff, and the kids want them buried together.
But when the husband died, like, then both monitors went, like, out, you know, and that's like, they kind of died together, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe that his heartbeat would go through her body and that the monitor could pick it up.
Don't ruin the story.
Sorry, I just don't believe that.
I don't know.
I think maybe she was still alive and it was like very shallow breath.
No.
Bah, bah, bah. And then they died.
Yeah, the whole dead thing just ran, got into them. They got sticky and they stuck to each other because they're dead. That's what you sounded like.
You know how much he hates sticky. So
yeah, I hate sticky. I changed my glass when Alicia knocked the soda over, the iced tea over.
I didn't mean to knock it over.
Cut
I was
so
reaching
mad.
For a tater tot, okay? A particularly
she was
nicely
for airplane keys.
No, shut up. A particularly nicely browned tater tot. It looked really good, and I wanted it, and your glass got in my way.
If you want to, you high, but it's like they've been they're used.
It sounds really exciting though. It doesn't matter.
But we missed Sherry's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sherry.
And Brian.
We already did his. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
How old are you, Sherry?
16.
Yes, 29 Brian. Again.
I'm just surprised that you're still here after Sherry made her wish.
Sound. Damn it.
Would everybody like that, or you want blueberry pie, or would you like?
I'm good.
I'm having cake.
That sounds delicious. Hey, I have a really funny joke I could tell.
Oh, I have.
But it's
go
dirty.
Ahead. Go ahead, thanks.
It's a dirty joke.
That's all right.
Edit.
Go ahead.
I won't swear. I'll change the swear word.
I have clean jokes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I could tell. Here. You want to hear a dirty joke?
Yeah.
A pig fell in the mud. You want to hear a clean joke? Pig took a bath with Bubbles. You want to hear a dirty joke? Bubbles is the pig next door.
Oh, that's cute.
Now, here's my joke. I think this joke is really funny. So, two guys go into a brothel, we'll say, right? And they decide that they want to hang out with two women. So the owner realizes that the two guys are really, really drunk. So he's like, we don't have to give them two women. He's like, just give them blow-up dolls. They'll be fine. They won't even know the difference. They're so drunk, it doesn't matter.
So you're going to say give him one woman, but he's so drunk, he's seeing double.
No. That would be funny. So they give him the two blow-up dolls or whatever, and they go to leave or whatever. And the one guy says to the other guy, you know, how was your night? He goes, I don't know. I think she was dead. He goes, why? He goes, because she didn't move. She just laid there and, you know, whatever. So the guy says, well, how about yours? And he goes, I think she was a witch. What? A witch? What do you mean a witch? He goes, because I bit her ass, she farted in my face and flew out the window.
That's not a dirty joke.
Well, I didn't want to say. I didn't want to say ass.
Oh, ass.
I ruined the punchline. All right, so I'm trying to think of a good story for a
funny
very
joke.
Good.
These are my two favorite. This was my favorite. Okay,
thank you.
I hate knock knock jokes. This was my favorite knock knock joke for years.
Cake or something.
No, just keep interrupting my
knock-knock
joke. Knock.
My knock-knock joke. This
can I
my
interrupt
favorite.
It?
Go ahead.
I made the whole thing from scratch. Icing and
cake. Oh, she really
everything.
Is interrupting my
joke. Yeah, I really am.
You got a fucking big kidney.
All right. This was my favorite knock-knock joke for my entire life.
Say knock-knock, just go.
This is my favorite.
Who's there? Banana. Banana who? Knock knock. Who's there? Banana. Banana who? Knock knock. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, glad I didn't say banana.
That's not one of my favorite knock knock jokes. Knock knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cat. Can I? You have chocolate down your breast.
That's right. Somebody will find it later, maybe.
Oh.
I saw the whole thing happen. No, it went on your plate. Oh. But she goes, she got to fork, and just as she goes, the piece of cake dropped on your plate, but you still put the fork in your mouth.
Oh.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
No. That was my okay. Now I have this is my favorite knock knock joke. I'll do it to Lise. Knock knock.
Who's there? Yeah, I'm scared.
Tell me, knock knock.
Who's there?
KGB.
KGB who?
Viva asks the questions. That's what it's
funny. Slap me in the face.
I did.
That's funny.
Thank
you. Slap me right in the face.
That's a funny joke.
That was funny. Make
I
it up.
That no, I saw on the television. But I'm sitting there laughing
how
out loud.
How old fashioned are you? We say TV. I saw it on the television.
I saw it on the
television
pictures.
Viva asked the question.
It's funny. Get that timing just right. Not even KGB. KGB. Viva asked the questions.
Viva
metrosexual anymore.
Why?
Because my shampoo doesn't work anymore.
What do you mean? It tingles.
Not anymore.
Why?
I don't know. My body got used to it. I looked it up online.
Really?
Yeah. I had the shampoo. Oh, you don't know the story. I bought the shampoo, and I fell in love with it, because it makes my head tingle. So I...
Don't.
Figured I was a metrosexual. Because I just fell in love with the shampoo. I had a reason to get up every morning. And it was great. And then
I almost had to.
One morning, it stopped working. And then I looked it up online, which I think makes me a metrosexual again, because I'm researching shampoo online. And yeah, it stops working after a while. So I put it on my face instead, and my face tingles, but now it's starting to not tingle on my face.
What if you stop using
Where
it?
Where will
for
he
a
put
while?
It next?
I guess, so I'm going to have to stop using it.
Yeah, then try it again in another month.
I want you guys to write a song for me. And the title of the song is going to be Minty Butthole.
Mm. Oh.
But I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I stayed over at my aunt's house one night, and I later found out where it was, but I couldn't find the bar of soap in her shower.
And
so I had to use body wash.
Smelled like
and the one that I used was fine until I put it in my butt.
And then what happened?
And boy, was it minty.
Was it like, you mean like...
It was like a peppermint body wash. But like all your normally non-extra sensitive parts
That's
of your
body. That's my shampoo. Mm-hmm. That's what my shampoo does. It has peppermint tea tree oil. No. So I have to put tea tree oil on my bun so that it'll tingle it.
Oh.
I can't wait to get home.
Go for it.
I have to go.
Oh, somebody help. Help us.
Brian wants a minty butt.
Oh.
And then you'll be able to write the Minty Butthole song.
Oh God, I can't believe you shared that with us.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's why.
I thought we were good.
That's why
we were all good.
We are good.
Anything goes on the imaginary radio.
I thought so. I had no shame.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.